back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. And, gosh, what a situation we're in. We're at that moment where it's not funny and quippy. I mean, gosh, you know, there are a lot of great young people out there. And then at the same time, in that same group, there are a lot of young people who just don't have a clue, who are really of no particular use to themselves or one another. There are a lot of young people trying to do something, trying to be vigilant and trying to speak out and take action. You know, I think of young people like Joel Patrick or CJ Pearson, or I don't know, a lot of other young people. I mean, young people is a relative term. But then there are, I mean, I see a lot of young people that are of no particular use to themselves or one another, who seem to have been conditioned. You know, their ruggedness is, you know, somebody was commenting about how it, gosh, I wish I could find that comment, about how it seems like it's almost a biological issue at this point. I would say it is. You know, we've talked about, you know, the rise of homosexuality, for example. Its visibility, certainly, as part of the cultural Marxist, multiculturalist destruction of America. But, you know, the different things, you know, the plastics, you know, the endocrine disruptors and the leaching of estrogen into certain products and things. It's hard to, if not impossible, I would say, to argue. Looking at my grandfather, my father, you know, their fathers, looking at those generations, and then looking at these young people, you know, go, if you're not familiar, go look at a high school yearbook from the 20s or the 40s, or, you know, even into the late 60s and early 70s. These young people who were, and, you know, around the 60s and 70s, it was that first generation where, you know, before they looked more like the statesmen of old. You know, they're in their yearbook photos, they weren't really smiling all that often. And then by about the late 60s, early 70s, then suddenly, you know, everybody's smiling. And now we're into the selfie era, of course, and it's just ridiculous. But, you know, everybody looks like Pikachu or something like that, a Pokemon character. But not everyone. That's, I'm being a little facetious. But even so, you know, even the smiling folks who were sort of, that's when we started to really drift, I think, from our moorings. And that was entirely by design. The CIA was working diligently, you know, on behalf of the cultural Marxist contingent here at home, even though they're not supposed to operate here at home. Oh, well, sorry about that. But, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. Wink, wink. But you can go back and look at the yearbooks. Go look in the 20s or the 40s, 50s, on up to the late 60s, early 70s. And these people that are graduating from high school look like they're 30-somethings. They have a different countenance, a different air, a different, you know, aura, so to speak, about them. And you look at these people today, they look like the children, the little, you know, the little cherubs, the little children in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. I saw a teenager yesterday. Have you seen those electronic fly swatter, I guess, you know, the battery operated fly swatter, the zapper, basically. It's not a mysterious device, but I saw a teenager, a young man looking at one of those yesterday, like, and he looked like a calf staring at a new gate, as a friend likes to say. It was the most astonishing thing I've seen in a long time. This young man looking at a bug zapper, like, what is this? Is it a tennis racket? Is it, what is it? And that's sort of emblematic of what I'm talking about. It's a bizarre thing. And these poor young people have been raised on a steady diet of, you know, social engineering, cybernetic totalist propaganda. And we've talked about a lot of that on this broadcast and this network. But you can see the end result of that. And for someone to break out of that kind of programming is nothing short of a miracle. And so where does that kind of a generation get you? I remember the generation before my grandparents' generation, the folks who grew up around the turn of the 20th century, who would say things like, "Oh, sweetie, you kids these days are so smart. I only made it to the eighth grade." Well, that's because they went out and they worked after the eighth grade. But then we got child labor laws. And, you know, kids should be in school forever, and we're going to make professional students out of everyone. And what does that do? What is the end result of that? What is the byproduct of that? Our generation only made it to the eighth grade. We're not as smart as you kids these days. Well, I think we've come to a point where we could maybe apply a litmus test and say, actually, in the practical ways, the practical realities of life, that generation and those generations were much more intelligent. They had common sense. Because if they didn't, life would kill you. So here we are. How have we done, America? When you have a generation that has no rugged spirit, has no fortitude to go out and get something done, has no compulsion to survive, basically, has been bred to, you know, has been bred to the status of a domesticated herd animal, essentially. Where's my corn going to come from today? Got to find my corn handout. When you have that sort of a status, how can that generation lead and govern, for example? How can they lead their society, and how can they instill those kinds of values in posterity? As the saying goes, you can't give what you don't have. So how have we been doing? Think the answer is rhetorical. I've talked about the asymmetry of BS, that principle, and you know, we're overrun with that kind of nonsense these days. I was looking at some stories. I think that CNN should be disbanded. Maybe Ted Turner's land holdings should be reassimilated back to the people one way or another. Looking at some of the stories, what was the one I mentioned, the McCloskey story? That's just absolutely, it's a complete inversion of reality, the way that the press is construing that. And how this is allowed to happen is unbelievable. You know, CNN a couple of days ago, this is what the Surgeon General had to say about mask mandates. Of course, you know, all of these commercials. By the way, when did Adidas start making masks, black masks? I mean, this is not a coincidence. Come on. So what does that stand for? Adidas Lives Matter? I don't, it's, we're so awash in the sound bites at this point, in the, you know, Biderman's chart of coercion torture continuum, the Alice in Wonderland confusion technique. Is it a black mask for which is it? Are we trying to stay safe from a thing that doesn't affect people the way that we've been told, and wear a mask that doesn't help the way that we're encouraged to believe, for a cause that is representative of interests entirely apart from what it is alleged to represent? Or, is it? I don't know. No wonder people are so confused. So this is what the Surgeon General had to say about mask mandates. That's an interesting little deal on they, have the Face the Nation soundbite from Jerome Powell. And that's a complete 180 and about face from what he himself said previously, right? Ridiculous. We're always hearing about these celebrities, by the way. Grant Imahara dead. Mythbusters host was 49, another COVID, well, whatever. And so even when it's complications or whatever, obviously everybody's dying of COVID. Many, many jokes about that, but which was the story? That was an interesting article in The Guardian. Eight go mad in Arizona. How a lockdown experiment went horribly wrong. These stories that CNN runs. The New York Post ran a story that I thought was interesting. Squirrel test positive for plague in Colorado. Bubonic plague, that is. And this one was crazy. America shuts down again, choosing reality over Trump's false claims. That's a CNN story. Again, a complete inversion and perversion of reality. California coronavirus update. This is a Deadline article. Governor Gavin Newsom orders all restaurants, bars, movie theaters, and state to close again. Again, just, dictatorial, authoritarian stuff. The USA Today story about, Tucker Carlson is, and Mr. Neff is interesting. The Ritter star story, police search St. Louis mansion of couple who pointed guns at protesters. Again, the inversion of reality. Where is the. I can't find that story that I was. There's interesting stuff, though. There are a couple of stories that I wanted to put together for you. The Ladders had an article. If you do this, chances are you're either a narcissist, psychopath, or manipulator. It's an interesting article, especially in this broader context. And there are a couple of other articles that I meant to share. And gosh, one more. Just some where is that? I thought I had that at my fingertips. Now I'll come back to that. So basically, in conjunction with the other subject matter from yesterday's broadcast, and really, last week, this idea of torture and just how people are behaving. This is, when we've engineered a society of these kinds of people, narcissistic, psychopathic, manipulative, Machiavellian in nature, it's no wonder we're going to have problems. We have a disturbed, deranged society at large. People not anchored in truth and reality. And those who believe the Bible would, look at passages like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a strong delusion. It's a spiritual kind of issue. How else do you explain that we don't learn from the common sense lessons of life? When you hold to these opinions that are just contrary to reality, that there's no curiosity, that there is this pride and hubris, resistance to learning anything, lack of humility and arrogance. You see it all over in America. And again, you know, speaking of the psychopathy of the results of the torture that we're all sort of enduring, and we people fold into that and they become the most ardent, outspoken, virulent defenders of their kidnappers, malicious even at times. It's no surprise, I guess, that we're having the kinds of issues that we're having. Anyway, I thought it was weird. You know, the photo op, obviously, Donald Trump wearing a mask is very bizarre. And I think all of these commercials with people wearing masks, you know, Fox Sports Networks, ESPN, all of these networks that are basically, you know, social justice crusading mouthpieces. If NASCAR and others are going to have everybody wearing masks, I think they should all be boycotted. It should all be boycotted. This is not America. Come on. To coerce people this way, it's heavy-handed in a very dishonest, disingenuous sort of way. You know, pretending like it's not heavy-handed. You gotta just, that gets back to this kind of torture stuff that we've talked about. You know, and speaking of Biderman's continuum, these little rewards, you know, you see what's going on. If you've watched, you know, NASCAR, any of these things that are coming back online, temperature checks, masks required and stuff. And maybe, just maybe, you can go back and sort of enjoy some of the things you used to like before. It's torture. And so I think it should all be boycotted, personally. CNBC story, Bill Gates warns against coronavirus vaccine going to highest bidder. We'll have a deadlier pandemic, he said. Oh, so they'll roll out a deadlier pandemic. So what he was saying was, you know, it shouldn't go to the highest bidder. It should go to the people who really need it, which, by the way, are probably the same groups of people who have been hardest hit, like, you know, the lower economic status and the elderly. We should vaccinate the folks in nursing homes and maybe, you know, those who are not good prosumers. Kind of what he's saying. Interesting. Not surprising. But that, of course, is in very disingenuous sort of fashion. So the Bill Gates supporters no doubt think that I'm a horrible person for even suggesting such an awful thing. Okay, enough with that kind of nonsense. We'll move on to this other stuff when we come back. Stick around.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The videos, again, quickly, I wanted to get to, and we'll probably do this tomorrow, but, you know, the interview of Professor Carol Swain is brilliant. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement. That's a good one. And the interview of Dr. Jeffrey Barkey, who's been very outspoken. That video is titled, What is Causing the Spike in COVID-19 Cases? And what I find particularly remarkable is the ability of people like Dr. Barkey or even Professor Carol Swain to remain calm and poised in these moments, because what is happening in America is outrageous. And, you know, the Machiavellian types are, it seems, sort of running wild, but it's very disingenuous. You know, I think of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11, The End of Truth. America's been in the post-truth era since perhaps, you know, Oxford English Dictionary, post-truth, the 2016 Oxford English Dictionary Award of the Year. And we've seen the perversion of reality and logic and facts and so forth. It's everywhere. Reality is gaslighted. The truth is gaslighted. And the ability of folks like these people to remain calm and just and poised and to state the facts and not get emotionally whipped up into a frenzy, that's nothing short of miraculous. I mean, absolutely outrageous what's happening in America. I want to speak to the psychopathy of what's hanging on, of what's going on a little bit, if I may, just a moment. And I want to give you a little bit of that article that I mentioned. Again, over the ladders, the article published July 10th, is titled If You Do This, Chances Are You Are Either a Narcissist, Psychopath, or Manipulator, which sounds kind of redundant to me, but I digress. So I'll give you a little bit of this article. Maybe the whole thing, actually. It's not. It's brief. If you've seen examples of virtue signaling, chances are that person could be a narcissist, psychopath, or manipulator, according to a study. In recent weeks, you've probably seen signs of virtue signaling. Often seen on social media, virtue signaling is when someone shares an opinion, usually socially or social or politically, in order to gain praise and sympathy. Think of it as a follower on social media who posts something topical just because others are posting it, or that phony influencer who somehow out of nowhere becomes a social justice warrior overnight. It's toxic and cheap, and if you can read through the lines, you're seeing examples of virtue signaling. A study by researchers from the University of British Columbia sought to figure out the consequences and predictors of emitting signals of victimhood and virtue. Do you see how this dovetails handsomely with what we've been talking about lately? Again, sort of going back to amazing Pauly St. George's video, is this torture? It's a rhetorical question, yes. Go read Biderman's chart of coercion. You can see that we hit on every point in this COVID/Black Lives Matter milieu. Lately, it's just painfully obvious. Anyway, a study by researchers from the University of British Columbia sought to figure out the, quote, consequences and predictors of emitting signals of victimhood and virtue, end quote. The study, published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, ran through a series of tests on virtue signaling and was conducted by authors Ekin Oak, Yi Quinn, Brendan Sturjek, and Carl Aquino. And the article is linked, by the way, or the study, excuse me, for those interested. Following the tests done in a series of studies, the authors said that they showed how individuals with dark triad traits, Machiavellianism, narcissism, and psychopathy, were more frequently showing signs of virtue signaling. Quote, our first three studies demonstrate how a perceived victim signal, this thing that I talk about called victim psychopathy, it's a very real thing. And this is a way to sort of, if you're a weakling, this is how you gravitate to power and you become a bully. Actually, it's the engineering of an oppressor-oppressed paradigm, and you make everyone oppressors. And simultaneously oppressed. You know, so everyone becomes a bully and a victim simultaneously. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Welcome back. So to recap this information, because I think it's important stuff, this is a brief article over at the Ladders titled, "If You Do This, Chances Are You Are Either a Narcissist, Psychopath, or Manipulator." If you do what? If you virtue signal. Well, that's not very nice. That's just mean. That's, you know, if you say that, you're probably a racist, homophobic, misogynist, you know, bigot. No, actually, according to the study published July 2nd, 2020, in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, the study titled Signaling Virtuous Victimhood as Indicators of Dark Triad Personalities. According to the study, and it's a brief study, you can read it, you might be a psychopath, narcissist, or manipulator if you are a virtue signaler. So this gets, you know, back to, I believe, the point that I have repeatedly made, that what is happening or what was happening during the so-called protests and then the response, you know, it's all, dude, you know it and I know it. that was an impetus to manufacture, you know, it was a manufactured impetus to manufacture a reaction to justify various reimaginings. You know, this defund the police thing and so forth, for example. But, you know, this gets back to the point that I've repeatedly made about the definition of domestic terrorism. And the fact that what we have seen fits the definition precisely. You know, if you look it up, you look up the definition, and I've mentioned this several times, United States Code, Domestic Terrorism, 18 U.S.C. 2331 defines domestic terrorism. And what we saw is exactly, I mean, it precisely fits the definition, I would say, on all counts except for what was the one that I meant? Kidnapping. But I think you could make a case for that as well. I think it would be reaching, but everything else, that term domestic terrorism means activities that involve acts dangerous to human life, yes, that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state, yes, and yes, appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, absolutely, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, absolutely. That's the one that is, you know, I would say most dubious and surreptitious. Anyway, continuing, to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping, and occur primarily within the territorial jurisdiction of the United States. So, yes, mass destruction, assassination, there were people killed during the riots, several people. And to affect the conduct of government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. So I would say this definition, what happened, hit on all counts, except maybe kidnapping. Even if you leave kidnapping and assassination out, still, overwhelmingly, by definition in 18 U.S.C. 2331, what we saw is domestic terrorism. And I was saying that it's outrageous. You know, so the McCloskey family is defending themselves against domestic terrorists, and they are construed as terrorists. That's what's happening in America. And the psychopaths have literally, the psychopaths have been let out into the streets and emboldened by this kind of stuff. The message to psychopaths everywhere, and it's not like you know, everybody gets a memo, but the subconscious, the subliminal message to these psychopaths is, you know, it's exactly what Brzezinski said to the Mujahideen on the Afghan-Pakistan border there at the Khyber Pass back in the late 70s. Your cause is right, and you'll go and you'll get your homes and your mosques back because God is on your side. All right, go get them, boys. This is what's happening in America. The psychopaths have been unleashed, and the messaging in stories like what's happened to the McCloskey family is precisely what Brzezinski said to the Mujahideen. And these people, you know, I wonder if the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone is completely obliterated yet. Let's go find out. These people, can we all agree, if you're a virtue signaling social justice warrior, according to this study, again, the study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, titled Signaling Virtuous Victimhood as Indicators of Dark Triad Personalities. According to this study, if you do that, chances are you are either a narcissist, psychopath, or manipulator. You're some kind of malignant, warped, maladjusted, deranged, disturbed personality. No particular offense to anyone, but hey, it is. And speaking of that, let's see what Operation Cyclone says today. The Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone. Operation Cyclone was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm and finance the Mujahideen in Afghanistan from 1979 to 89, prior to and during the military intervention by the USSR. And it's interesting that even the Wikipedia entry mentions prior to, because Brzezinski admitted that. Remember the La Nouvelle Observatoire article 1998? 20 years later, Brzezinski bragged. Yeah, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation, made it virtually impossible. You know, publicly, the public heard 6 months after the Soviet invasion that we were helped. But, you know, really what happened was I went over and, you know, we had a news crew. We went over and we're like, boys, here's what's going to happen. But seriously, Brzezinski admitted Operation Cyclone was the precursor to provoking the Soviet intervention, quote unquote. And even the Wikipedia entry still mentions, probably won't after today, that'll get sanitized. Prior to and during the military intervention by the USSR in support of its client, Democratic Republic of Afghanistan. This has all been changed, apparently, since last time I read it. The Mujahideen were also supported by Britain's MI6, who conducted separate covert actions. The program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored by the regime in neighboring Pakistan rather than other less ideological resistance groups that also been fighting the Marxist-oriented Democratic Republic of Afghanistan regime since before the Soviet intervention. Okay, so the point is, I usually, when I've talked about this, I've focused on the Wahhabi Salafi contingent. These radical fundamentalists who are themselves and they get socially engineered, they get programmed to be even more radical, deranged, disturbed. And that's precisely happening here in America. They're not Wahhabi, they're not Salafi, but they are SJW radical, unhinged folks. You know, speaking of the previous generations, there used to be consequences for your actions. You know, if you get in someone's face and start screaming the way it's seen on television, and most of that, I would say, by and large, is a Bernaysian photo op. I would say a lot of it's staged, but since you have these radical, unhinged, disturbed folks, now I'm sure many of the programmed, cybernetically engineered actors don't really even know that they're actors, if you know what I mean. Anyway, back in the day, before, you know, we had all this CIA theater going on, game playing, you could expect to get, you know, you could expect to feel the consequences of your actions at the end of your nose. If you went around yelling at people, screaming in their face. But now you can't do that because in communitarian fashion, we have to protect everyone and no one can defend themselves because we're all, you know, simultaneously oppressor, oppressed. Anyway, I digress. So back to this article. Hopefully you can see the correlation there. This psychopathy, this emboldening of the psychopaths is what we have been seeing. First, you create them in Operation Cyclone sort of fashion, and then you turn them loose, you unleash them. And again, stories like what has happened to the McCloskeys emboldens these people. It signals to them that your cause is right, like Brzezinski said, and you need to go out and force the issue even more. Do anything and everything possible. And it's the contingent that has no answers for anything. All they have is shouting and, you know, a deranged, unhinged, psychopathic, nihilistic bent. And, you know, what will happen if those people are emboldened is the raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G, of America will be reduced to rubble. The way that this has been used around the world in various places to reduce certain places to rubble. Like some people have mentioned, you know, when it comes to the Syria issue, for example, some people say, seriously, you know, like when Israel is saying, oh my goodness, these people are attacking us, people show pictures, you know, images of like Syria and Yemen and Israel and say, seriously? who can make that argument that has any kind of, that has any, even a vestige of attachment to reality? You are criminally insane if you're trying to advance those kinds of false narratives. So back to this article. Let me just finish with this article. Again, in the latter is the article titled, "If You Do This, Chances Are You Are Either a Narcissist, Psychopath, or Manipulator." I'm sure CNN will do this. And that gets back to another video that was recently done. Grace just did, really graceful. James Corbett did it recently, and now Grace just did a video, who will fact check the fact checkers. Anyway, again, I digress. So this article in the Ladders, to finish, if you do this, chances are you're either a narcissist, psychopath, or another. So the study, researchers from University of British Columbia, published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, again, the study titled "Signaling Virtuous Victimhood as Indicators of Dark Triad Personalities." Following the test done in a series of studies, the authors said they showed how individuals with dark triad traits, Machiavellianism, narcissism, and psychopathy, were more frequently showing signs of virtue signaling. Quote, "Our first three studies demonstrate how a perceived victim signal can lead others to transfer resources to a victim." Now, think about all of this in the context. Hopefully you watched Aaron Dyke's video in full. We played the excerpt of that yesterday. Hopefully you watched it. Think about this in that context, for example, and what the, speaking of the signal, you know, what this does to a mob or the crowd. "Our first three studies demonstrate how a perceived victim signal can lead others to transfer resources to a victim, but that the motivation to do so is amplified when the victim signal is paired with a virtue signal," the authors wrote about their findings. "While virtue signaling does have benefits, such as raising awareness towards certain causes or holding people accountable, the authors warned that it can be used as a, quote, tactic for self-advancement and goal pursuit," end quote. Here are their findings, and this is the conclusion of the article. Here are their findings, quote, "Our conclusion is simply that victim signals are effective tools of social influence and maximally effective when deployed with signals of virtue. We also provide," and can you see the correlation? That's all you see these days on social media, by and large. Victim virtue signaling. "We also provide evidence supporting our proposition that for some people, these signals can be deployed as a duplicitous tactic to acquire personal benefits they would otherwise not receive. Given the ubiquity of victimhood claims circulating through public discourse by word of mouth, news reports, social media, legal cases, and the like, an explanation for the multiple motives that drive people to claim this status has both theoretical and practical relevance," end quote. I think this is one of the most relevant studies that I've seen in a long time. And this, I would say, gives voice and what some would call psychological error to the gaslighting of the real victims, the folks who are being tortured by the victim virtue signaling crowd and those who are sending the signal to those signalers, if that makes sense. You know, again, think of George Bernard Shaw. The reasonable man comports himself to the world. The unreasonable man tries to bend the world to his will. And that's what you have. You have narcissists, psychopaths, manipulators, victim virtue signaling to try to manipulate the world and advance their selfish narrative. But they don't realize that, as Bonhoeffer put it, they are abused in their persons, themselves. They are themselves oppressed. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Segment already on today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? You know, like John Lennon said, if they can get you ticked off, paraphrasing, you know, if they can get you ticked off, then they know how to handle you. They know what to do with you. If they can get you stirred up to violence, they know what to do with you. They know how to handle you. And I really believe that is a large reason that that sort of context has a lot to do with, or is in, or is part of the subtext of what Jesus was saying when he said, love your enemy. You know, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. And boy, that's an interesting concept. That's something that, you know, you could probably spend a lifetime ruminating on. You know, you want to, I will just speak for myself. I mean, I just want to push back and say enough is enough. And if you're going to act like a psychopath, you deserve to get treated like a psychopath. But I don't think that's the order of the day. I think, you know, personally, and I'm not saying that I have answers or I have any more wisdom or insight than anybody else. Far from it, I would say, actually. But as far as I'm concerned, I think the appropriate response, you know, you think of, I mean, I think of Romans 5:8, for example. I think it is, you know, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the idea is that love is the crushing force, you know, not judgment. James wrote, mercy triumphs over judgment. And, you know, when you, it seems like for the folks that are themselves oppressed, that are themselves victims in ways that they don't realize, they are being used as dupes, tools, and useful idiots, as you and I know. And I don't mean that disparagingly. I mean that genuinely. They don't realize that they're being used and manipulated to advance a cause that really is not their own, and it's not in their own best interest. And again, you can look back historically for the Mujahideen, for example. You know, when the lights come on after the show and you realize that this was all a put-up job, that's what happened with the Soviet intervention. Brzezinski admitted it 20 years later. This was all a con. It's happened over and over. Missions have come out. You know, I think of Wes Clark saying the same thing. The 1991 Shia uprising, which we provoked and then got out of the way. It's the same MO. And that's exactly what's happening here in America. And these people don't know it any more than those people ever knew it. And again, like Huckabee said, you know, to create havoc in the world, what do you need? You need the intellectual spark and you need the underclass fuel. And he said these people weren't, before the Russian Revolution, the bulk of the Russian peasants around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. Same way most of these people now are functionally illiterate, as they are color revolutionary guard in America. So I think Philippians 4:8, 1 Corinthians 2, and Ephesians 6 are in order. And hopefully that's enough. And that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. Catch you on the other side.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.